This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Sudan's military launched airstrikes on paramilitary forces base near Khartoum in a bid to reinsert control over the country early on Sunday. This follows intense clashes that erupted on Saturday, which have left scores of combatants and at least 56 civilians dead, with hundreds more wounded. Reuters' Diane To reports.
Dozens of civilians were among those killed across Sudan and hundreds of people wounded, a doctors' union said on Sunday, after clashes broke out between the country's military and main paramilitary group on Saturday. Witnesses also said the Sudanese military on Sunday launched airstrikes on the Omdurman base of the paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, just outside Khartoum, as it tries to reassert control over the country. The clashes follow rising tensions over the RSF's integration into the military and threatens efforts to transition the country to democratic rule. Global powers, including the U.S., EU, African Union, and UN, have appealed for an immediate end to the violence.
That's Reuters' Diane To reporting. In Slovyansk, in eastern Ukraine, rescue crews continue to search through the rubble. The death toll from a Russian airstrike on Friday has risen to at least 11, with 21 wounded. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that 50 residential buildings, including 30 apartment buildings, were damaged or destroyed. At least 10 people were killed by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria's northeastern Yobe state, police said on Saturday. The latest attack in a region where security forces are battling a long-running insurgency. The Boko Haram insurgency erupted in northeast Nigeria in 2009, so far has claimed more than 350,000 people. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A former lawmaker in India's parliament, Atiq Ahmed, who was previously convicted of kidnapping, was shot dead along with his brother while police were escorting them for a routine medical checkup. The killing was caught on live television on Saturday night. Elon Rubens reports.
This was the moment before Atiq Ahmed, a former lawmaker in India's parliament convicted of kidnapping, was shot dead along with his brother on live TV. It was while police were escorting them for a medical checkup on Saturday. A gunman is seen reaching over the shoulders of police to point a pistol at the Temple of Ahmed, whose turban is blown off as the gun discharges. His brother, Ashraf Ahmed, was shot a split second later. Local police commissioner Ramit Sharma said the media were interviewing the brothers as police took them for mandatory health checks. Three men posing as media members started firing, he said. Fearing violent unrest in the wake of the killings, the Uttar Pradesh government barred gatherings of more than four people across the state.
That's Reuters' Elon Rubens reporting. Climate and energy ministers of the G7 agreed on Sunday to speed up both developing clean energy and phasing out fossil fuels after 2 days of talks in the Japanese city of Sapporo. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Renewable fuel sources and energy security have taken on a new urgency following the Ukraine war. But the climate and energy ministers stopped short of agreeing a 2030 deadline to phase out coal. And they left the door open for continuing to invest in gas, saying it could help ease energy shortfalls. The G7 communique pledged to collectively increase offshore wind capacity by 150 gigawatts by 2030 and solar capacity to more than 1 terawatt, which they called a drastic rise in clean power. They agreed to accelerate phasing out unabated fossil fuels, that is, the burning of fossil fuels without using technology to capture the resulting CO2 emissions. That would achieve net zero in energy systems by 2050 at the latest, the ministers said. Additional plastic pollution should be cut to zero by 2040, they said, bringing the target forward by a decade.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters reporting. A fire in an apartment building in one of the oldest neighborhoods in Dubai has killed 16 people and injured 9 on Sunday. It's common practice among the city's laborers in that neighborhood to subdivide the apartments into very tight living quarters, often using shower curtains or plywood, which can be major fire hazards. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.